This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Maya Jama joins us. We get Chris from Love Island on a lie detector because there's some things that aren't quite as they seem, I think. Also, we talk what phases you went through. Our listener Chantelle wanted to be Mutcher from the Sugar Babes, which then revealed Maya had a teenage obsession with Avril Lavigne, even down to the pink skateboard. And why I won't be appearing naked on TV anytime soon. So Chris is here and Maya as well. Hey Maya, me and Chris did something today that we have never ever done before together.
What was that?
And I've known him years now. I mean, there isn't much that we haven't done, right?
Yeah, you're quite close.
The thing this morning, we went and did a spin class.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so lovely.
Cycling, but going nowhere for 45 minutes.
Which I thought was pointless. Like, everything about it didn't seem appealing. There's no element of sport to it. There's nothing competitive. You get shouted at.
Yeah, but there is a bit of sport because even though you're not moving, you're still...
You're moving. Right. We got a right sweat on, didn't we?
Yeah. And it was actually quite good, but they had all these... It was like disco lights in
you
there.
You said you loved it earlier. No, it's actually quite good.
No, I'm saying it was... I was pleased. You know where you go somewhere and you expect it to be awful and then it's good? They're the best kind of times, right? Because you expect it to be really bad. It's like if you go to a party... And you expect that it's going to be pretty rubbish. They're generally the best nights.
Yeah, because no expectations, no disappointments.
Exactly.
He had a slight problem with the shoes that you have to put on because you have to put special shoes on that clip into the bike.
Oh, the little clawfoot ones.
Into the pedals.
Yeah, I like those.
That was an issue. We had to put our hand up.
I'll tell you what the issue was. She made a big thing about me being a newbie. She was like, everyone, Chris is here.
Yeah, mate.
Round of applause.
Yeah, Chris.
And then kept singling me out.
Yeah.
What happened?
She's like, go on, Chris. Never say you're the newbie at anything.
No.
It's supposed to encourage you, though. Make you feel one with the group.
And never sit in the front row. It's the same as a comedy night. Do not ever be in front of the exercise class because you will get picked on.
I'm actually going to go to see Kevin Hart soon and I want to sit at the front.
Do you?
Yeah. Just to see, like, what are you going to rinse me about?
Oh, just to be picked on?
Yeah, just to see what kind of, like, insults he has for me.
Do you quite like being insulted?
No, but I find most things funny, so if they're going to be rude to me...
There's something in that, right? There's a restaurant that me and Scott have gone to before, and we go because the staff are so rude. Also, there's a cafe around the corner from here that we go to. It's actually rubbish. It's not a good cafe. It's rubbish.
But we go there because of the lady terrible woman in there. She hates us.
So you enjoy making her hate you?
But she hates everyone.
Yeah, that's fun. Because then you can laugh at her, like, ah, you hate me, I don't hate you.
But you know when...
I quite enjoy it.
You're being, like, super, super over-friendly and smiling, like, cup of tea, please. And she literally looks like she wants to kill you.
I like her insulting me.
Yeah, it takes a lot of her heart to do that, you know?
We should all go together. You would enjoy it because she hates you, everyone. Now, also, I'd be keen for this activity, the spin class, to be our new group Friday morning thing.
Oh.
But actually, thinking about it, and I said this in the change rooms, didn't I? Maya would be the one that, even despite, like, going out the night before, would turn up and would be like, she'd just whip us both at it.
Well, I don't think so. I think I need some spin in my life because I'm not great on a bike. If I'm honest, no.
But you're one of them that's like, you'll just be good at it.
I think if I found it fun, then I'd be good at it. But if I was not enjoying, good songs?
I just think you'd outshine us both. Scott Mills. Jim has been on. Obviously, we can't say the name of the restaurant that we like to go to. This is different to the cafe that we like to go to. That's got the really mean lady in there.
She's particularly rude to us.
But then there's one restaurant where they only ever give you the choice to go upstairs and they really shout at you, upstairs!
Oh,
and famously rude.
Yeah, famously rude. Like, if you read all the reviews on TripAdvisor, it's
rude.
Like, go to this place because it's hilarious because they're really rude. Jim says... please give me a shout out if I'm right. I saw the waiter throw a 2p at someone's head once after they left it as
my
a tip.
Gosh.
Love that.
Jim, you are correct. That is the restaurant we're talking about.
Scott Mills.
Right, Maya, next week we're going to take you to the cafe where the really mean lady is, where she's mean on purpose.
Maybe we'll fight.
Do you remember? I'd love that. Also, do you remember when the laundrette near here hated you about three or four years ago?
She was very, very difficult.
He used to walk in and go, can you do this laundry, please? She's like, no. And it would take him to walk out and come back in again and beg.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, then I will.
She made me beg.
He had to beg for his laundry, so surely that's your job.
Maybe your clothes are really stinking.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Chris Hughes.
Hello, buddy. How are you?
Good. It's been a long time. I think it was Teen Awards last time I saw you.
Probably was, yeah, I know. Just going back a few months, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Have you started keeping a diary of everything that you're doing at the moment, Chris?
No. Do you know what? I don't bother because I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, each day, so I go to bed at night and I don't really know what's going on with my life, so
right.
I literally live day by day, but it's all right. I need a diary.
No, but that's kind of exciting then. Every day's a surprise.
Yeah, well, it is. Actually, that's a lie. I do have a diary, and the last time I wrote in it was to say when I was going to get some sleep.
Oh.
I was just thinking with one eye on the book. So
you banter me, it's good.
You're bantering me,
but that's what I mean, is you've got to make sure that you keep a diary of everything that you're up to ready for the next book and the next book and the next book.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get that. Okay, I'll make sure I do that so I know what I've done.
Chris, I saw a picture of you with Jeremy Kyle the other day.
Yes, you did.
So have you gone on a night out with him?
Right, do you know what? This is like, people won't believe this, but he's actually a very good friend of mine.
What?
How did that happen? WhatsApp.
No, we do. We talk and text quite a lot. He loves his racing, and I do as well. We're actually both normal people, really, who enjoy the sport, enjoy the countryside.
Wow.
And it's like a breath of fresh air. And he's had a few runners at Cheltenham this week as well, and I've been there in the parade ring with him. So.
How mad is that?
I know, we're good buds, yeah.
That's amazing. Maybe you can do a lie detector test with him.
Yeah, maybe.
Actually, speaking of that, this is kind of what we wanted to call you about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Chris, you know that there's been quite a lot of speculation this week about you and Liv's breakup, right?
Yes.
So I want to put this to bed once and for all today. We're going to hook you up to a lie detector, all right?
Okay.
So basically, there's a lot of science around this, which I won't bore you with, but it tracks your voice and the kind of rhythms, and it can just tell whether you're lying or not.
It senses the nerves, basically.
It's clever, this, because they were explaining that it isn't just a nervous thing. Because I thought that as well. I thought you could cheat it really easily if you were kind of really cool and composed.
Yeah.
But apparently you can't.
Okay, so I was going to take, like, deep breaths before my answers and, like, hold my breath, but that ain't going to make a difference.
Try it.
It's the actual tone, though, isn't it? I think someone said the tone of voice or something.
It?
I'm not sure. Bit of everything.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
So, just to remind people that don't know, what have the magazines and papers and online been saying this week?
Basically, the first show, when it aired, as mine and Olivia's, Chris and Olivia cracking on, they made out that, you know, because I watched it with Olivia. Basically, I was on my own in Surrey. I didn't want to watch it on my own. She invited me over, and we're still, like, good friends. Like, we get on. We don't hate each other. So we watched that together, and they made out, you know, that we faked, like, a whatever breakup and stuff for the show, which, you know, if you know me and Olivia, we're pretty real. We couldn't do that kind of thing.
See, I thought that you were back together now, so I'm obviously reading it wrong.
We're not officially back together.
Let me stop you there, Chris, because that sounds to me that you're friends, but you're lovers as well.
Friends and lovers.
We are friends and lovers. Yeah, that's quite right.
So where are we at?
Friends with benefits?
No, because, like,
there's love there.
Because it's more than that. It's more than just the little bit that you do, the benefit side of things.
It's
a little bit more, do you know what I mean?
I don't know whether I do, but the lie detector will reveal all.
Scott Mills.
As much as we love Chris Hughes from Love Island, and we love the idea of him doing a lie detector, we've got to put him on hold because I've got some breaking news. Hello, Greg James.
Hello, Scott Mills. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, Chris. Hello, yeah.
Hi.
Where are you?
I am at the top of Ben Nevis.
Yes! Come on! Woo! Oh, I'm so pleased because you sounded such a broken man earlier.
I am the highest person in the UK.
You've
amazing.
Also lost your mind. Wow.
I got that is the most difficult physical thing I've ever had to do, and I will absolutely never, ever, 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 ever do that again.
Don't say yes again next time they ask.
Just that was so, like, that was properly brutal. I was, it was like, tell my mum I love her type situation.
Yeah.
It was really,
really
bad.
I know before you said 2 weeks ago, you said it was hard, but, like, you found this bit so much more difficult, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I forgot that this was always supposed to be the hardest couple of days. So I signed myself up for a nightmare. But this was that climb. You're knocked off your feet like 20, 30 times because the wind just takes.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, it's because you can't see. So there's a little shelter at the top of Ben Nevis. So we're in there at the moment, and we're about to do the descent to try and get back to the show. Whenever we get down there, but it's so windy and so cold and so much snow, At one point, I fell into a crevasse.
Oh, no one wants that. God, you really have gone through it.
You know, like that bit in... This is a really old reference, but you know that bit in The Vicar of Dibley where she jumps into the puddle?
Yeah.
That was me. I fell down and I was like, you could not see my legs. I fell into a hole.
How does this rate as like a life experience? Like, how would you describe?
I think it's one of those things that you look back on in a couple of months and you go, oh my God, I can't believe I did it.
But yeah, like was that even me doing that?
That's the thing, and right now I cannot wait to get off this mountain. I can't believe it's you,
because no offence, Greg, you're not an athlete. You're not like... No. All the tributes that are coming in are like, I wouldn't do that. These professional sportsmen saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It's incredible what you are doing. You're just Greg James. No offence, mate, but it's like you are doing something extraordinary.
You're right. And if you'd have said at the start, when I started at Radio 1, that I'd be sat at the top of Ben Nevis listening to someone from Love Island moan about their relationship.
I know.
I would not have believed you.
I know. You wouldn't even know what Love Island was.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I just want to say a heartfelt congratulations. I know you've got to get down Ben Nevis now, but this is, you know, this is like the final battle for you, Greg. Would you like a new total?
Oh, I am broken and aching, and I don't know how I'm going to roll down this hill if I can. Yeah, give me a total.
I just want to say as well, and this is really the final time we're going to ask, or one of them, so if you would like to show Greg your support and make a £5 donation to Sport Relief, just text the word Greg to 70205. It will cost you £5, but he really, really needs that extra push now to get down. Plus your standard network message charge, 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. You must be 16 or over. Please ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. Okay, here we go.
Listen, I've done it now. So when people go, well, I'll give you £1 when you do it.
But yeah.
I've done it.
He's done it.
It's proof.
So let's all get our phones out and text £5 if we can, because he's done it. He's done it. And I knew he would do it, but we're all really proud of him. And Maya's just done it.
I've done it. I actually did it twice.
Maya, I genuinely didn't think I would be able to do it earlier. When I spoke to Clara, I went, I'm not sure I can do this.
I know. I actually heard that and I was like, is he going to... Maybe he's not going to be able to do it. So, congratulations. Okay, here's your total. The Gregathlon for Sport Relief is now at... And I want this to go up, but it's incredible. 859,331 pounds.
Yeah.
That's
the way.
Way. So 859,331. That's crazy. That's a lot of money. I know, we lost Greg now. I want to hear his reaction.
He's probably so happy that he just, like, you know,
he
had a little
skipped down the mountain there.
Ran.
That's Greg. Very good.
You still there?
He's celebrating.
Have you got me?
Yeah, got you.
Yeah, that is an unbelievable amount of money. I can't explain again how tough that was just then. So if you think that's worth your five, and then please do it. Please do a donation now. I can't even remember the number. My brain is so fried.
It's all fine. I'll do it. But listen, I can't even imagine what that was like. I really can't. So, like, hats off and thank you, Greg. And we'll speak to you later on, all right? Well done.
All right, thanks. We're going to start the descent, which could be very, very tough as well.
Yeah,
which
I know.
It could be horrible.
Here we go, then. Well done.
Good luck.
So, bye. So, Lou in Warwick, you're amazing. Just donated £5. Hello, Jack in Sheffield. You're amazing, thank you.
There's so many people as well talking about their plans for the weekend, saying that we're going to go out and spend some money this weekend, and almost to celebrate, if you can send 1, 2, maybe 3 texts, like, if you really, like, it's a huge amount of money, that, but look, if you can,
yeah,
massively appreciate it.
Stevie says, so happy for Greg James reaching the top of the third peak. So, so proud of his actions to raise awareness for mental health. Please get donating, everyone. That man is a legend. It is the toughest challenge, especially in the middle of winter, which seems to be going on and on. I mean, what he's been through is madness.
It's a lot.
So, if you would like to show Greg your support and make that £5 donation, please, and this is one of the last times, listen to how much he's gone through. Text the word Greg to 70205. It must be £5 annual network charge, and 100% of your money does go to Sport Relief. Thank you so much for that incredible total. £859,331 from the ever generous Radio 1 listeners.
Be
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Okay, so Chris is now on hold.
Still.
And we are the ones deciding what happens with the lie detector. There is no lie detector at all.
That's the truth of it. We haven't got a lie detector here.
Yeah, no. That makes it so much better.
But I like that he thinks that he is now hooked up to one and his voice will... it's kind of voice activated.
We can say anything. It could be truth, lie. We can decide whatever the result's going to be.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get some actual truth out of it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Right, so... yeah, it's us deciding. I just press a button that says truth or lie, so I'm just making it up. He can't hear us, but let's go back to him now. He'll be able to hear us.
Here we go.
Now. Right, so are we able to start it up? Let's start up the lie detector.
Start it up.
Come on.
Rev it up, guys.
It takes a while to get going. Hang on, sorry. Okay, I think it's... Okay, I think we've initialised.
Analyzing.
That's analysing, by the way.
Analyzing.
It's quite big, isn't it? It's a lot bigger machine than I thought.
I should clarify, that is analysing.
Analyzing.
Oh,
analyzing.
Analyzing.
No, it's analyzing.
Analyzing.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, my God.
I know. Okay. It's, I told you, it's a real thing. Okay, right. Chris, do you want to go first?
We'll start easy. What is your name?
Chris.
Truth.
Truth.
Okay, good.
Oh, good start.
Nice.
At least you know you're talking to.
Okay, do you actually like horses?
I love horses, yeah.
Truth.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess
right,
right on that one.
Well, that'd be a shame if you didn't, oh my God.
What a great question.
Yeah.
You're being honest so far, it's great.
Yeah, of course.
Have you read your own book?
Not yet, I'm due to proofread it. No.
Come on, Chris.
You haven't read your own book?
Kind of. I've read the pictures, if that makes sense. I've looked at the pictures.
Wow.
Amazing.
Okay.
So, so can you... Sorry, Chris, just to break away from the lie detector very quickly and respecting the honesty here, what do you mean? So you've seen the pictures in the book, but surely you've written some of the book.
Basically, I've been busy. I haven't got round to proofreading it yet.
But it's your book.
No, it's fine.
You are effectively the proofread. Like,
yeah, I get it. I proofread it as I go along. Like, I understand what you mean, but, you know, it's...
Lie.
Chris, have you written any of your own book?
Yeah, no, I have.
Lie.
Oh, no.
It doesn't ever lie, this. So.
No, but what you mean, I think what he means is he's written some of it, but he hasn't had time to read back on what he's written.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Right, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I know what the pictures are. That's a good part, isn't it?
The draft.
Sounds like you're buzzing for the pictures. Are there good pictures inside there?
Yeah, I'm like me as a baby in like a noddy outfit and stuff like that, and then me growing up with chicken pox, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating.
Give the people what they want. Oh, crazy.
Okay,
awesome.
Next question. Now that you and Olivia aren't a thing anymore, would you get with anyone else from the show?
No, absolutely not.
Truth.
Yeah, good.
Absolutely
good.
True.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, Chris, good boy, Chris.
How about now? Are you on the pool?
No, I'm not. I literally swear to you, I'm not. I'm not at all.
Lie.
Oh, but some not... Okay, this thing is not always accurate.
Well, no. Stick to the machine. Otherwise, he's, it would suggest he's lying about the other...
I'm on the pool for Olivia again, aren't I?
No, but you're single now, aren't you?
It's a bit of a... Well, yeah, I am, kind of officially, but it's kind of like a weird question, isn't it?
This is
like,
the most complicated relationship ever.
You're single, you're free to mingle, you can do whatever you want. Go free, my friend! Set yourself free!
I don't feel right, though, guys, you know what I mean? I feel like a lost sheep.
Oh,
man. But you just need to get a good flock.
And I'm supposed to follow her, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, you've lost your mate.
Yeah.
Okay, one more question. Was your breakup with Olivia real, or just to try and get more viewers for your TV show together?
It was real, yeah, it was real.
Truth, lie, truth, lie, truth, lie,
truth, lie,
truth, lie, truth, lie, truth, lie,
truth,
lie, truth, lie, truth, lie.
Sometimes it does this, it needs a reboot.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, good to speak to you.
Guys, thank you so much. Have a lovely afternoon. Thank you.
Scott Mills
with Chris Stark and Maya Jammer on BBC Radio 1.
Hi.
Also say hi.
Hi. Sorry, yeah, glared at me as if I was doing something wrong now.
Hello.
What do you want? Hi.
Hey.
Hello. Busy today, isn't it, with Greg and all that?
Ooh.
Woo! So proud of Greg.
So proud. Right, so 20 minutes, we've got bangers. Are you ready for today?
I am banged up, mate. I've got a big one.
Excellent. Okay.
You won last week.
I did. Now I feel extra pressure because as far as I've been on this show, you've won, Chris, yeah. apart from last week. So now I'm like, it's mad damn to shine.
Okay. Matthew's been on, by the way, Chris, saying, don't worry, I found your need a good flock joke hilarious, but nobody else laughed.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I thought you guys hadn't picked up on that.
I didn't even hear it.
Cheers, Matthew.
Now you say it, there was so much going on at the time, I completely kind of missed it. So I appreciate it. It's a good flock. It's good that. Earlier on social media, we all asked you the question, what phase did you go through? Because me and Chris were talking earlier, and we've not spoken about it for a while. And Maya, I don't think you'll know about this. Mm. Chris, tell Maya who you used to want to actually be.
I wanted to be, there was two people. I wanted to be Matt Willis from Busted.
Fair.
I went through a phase of that. And I also went through a massive phase of wanting to be the lead singer of Alien Ant Farm. Do you remember Alien Ant Farm?
I don't.
A song called Movies. What do you mean you don't?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
They had a bigger song than Movies. No, they did
a version of Smooth Criminal.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm pretending if I say I remember properly. But
was that it?
Matt tweeted the show earlier, actually. So now maybe he's listening and he'll know that you wanted to be him.
Oh, he knows that already.
Oh, okay.
But I went through a proper phase of it. Like, I'd imagined I was someone.
Yeah.
Everyone goes through that phase.
Yeah, we got a big response to this. Scott Mills. See, sometimes the phase doesn't leave you because Rebecca's been on from somewhere in Scotland, doesn't say where. She's 22. Had a massive Hayley Williams Paramore phase, but to be honest, I think she might still be in it.
But that's what happens when the wind changes, right? That's what your mum always says. It's like, don't pull a face like that, or the wind changes, it will stay like that. That's what happens there.
Right.
I never used to mind. Whenever my mum would say that to me, I'd be like, fine, I had a good run.
It's fine, let my it face change. Is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then your face is your face, and my face is my face. It's different.
Wow. You haven't seen the faces.
Chantel, what was your face?
Mutya Buena from the Sugar Babes.
Yes.
Loved a bit of Mutya.
Mutya.
I know. Oh, you
song
Mutya.
For Mutya.
You had your own song. What did you do to try and be her?
So I think it must have been about 15 years ago, and I just went all out. I mean, dyed the hair. I'm blonde, naturally. I think I dyed my hair black, had my lip pierced, bought, like, gold jewellery, wore a sovereign ring on my index finger.
I love that. Wow. Love it.
And how do you look back on that time?
With embarrassment. Luckily, there's no photos of me at that time.
Oh, this is like your Avril phase.
Yeah, it's a bit like my Avril. I used to want to be Avril Lavigne, so I got the flared trousers, had a chain hanging from the thigh, even fishnets through the hands. You know the ones that only came up to the elbow?
Yes!
Had some of those. Even went as far as to buy a skateboard. Never rid it, just sat on it.
What colour?
Pink, obviously. Like,
right.
Like Avril.
That's you.
That's me. Skater girl. It was primary school as well.
You've got a skateboard, a pink skateboard under your arm.
I would carry it under my arm to school and be like, oh, hi, yeah, just a skater now. But I'd never actually skate on it.
You're a skater girl.
I was a
But you weren't.
Pretend.
But you couldn't skate.
Well, I planned to learn the whole time through that phase, but it just didn't happen.
What was the best song by her?
It was that one, or it was the why'd you have to go and make things so complicated?
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Emo classic.
It's a damn cold night.
That was a good one.
Oh, best song.
You remember you used to just like sing it and look sadly into the mirror with a fringe covering your
heart. Somewhere
eye.
New.
There we go.
New.
Can we not play it?
Can we play it?
Yeah, I want to play it.
Can we play it?
Let's play it.
The thing is, we've got a supply teacher in today. It's not the normal producer of the show, so I think
let's just tie him up.
So we can blame him.
Let's blame him.
Tie him up.
Tie him up.
There's no need for that.
No?
Right, just
well,
play
can
it.
We play
I've
it?
Got it here. Let's play it.
None of us can reach that note.
No.
Oh, apparently we spoiled the end. Sorry, we just
That was awesome.
We got too involved. Oh, how good was that?
Sorry, spoiled I couldn't hold it. Myself back.
Spoils it? No.
No, it's just a bit
fair.
Where we joined in, yeah.
It's probably my vocals.
I've never seen a response like that for a song for ages.
Everyone loves it.
I'm not even sad, but I'm just reliving my emo days by staring out the window, pretending to be sad. That's from Adam in East Midlands. I even saw Stefan Powell like maybe mouthing the words to that, and you wouldn't have him down as an Avril fan.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I saw that.
Scott Mills with Chris and Maya. It's Friday on BBC Radio 1. I'm having a lovely time. This is whipping by today.
Whip.
I've got the official chart at 3 o'clock because Greg's on the way back down Ben Nevis.
Fine, and you don't need us for that.
I don't, if I'm honest.
Keeps trying to dash us out.
That's what you think.
I don't know. I just do like facts and figures about the charts. Who's up, who's down, who's in, who's out, who's number one.
We're there for momentum.
Would have been better with us there.
Right, well, maybe next time. That's not my decision, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, what I think is really unfair is when people record just the microphones of artists without the music. Because that's what's just happened to us.
It never sounds the same without the music.
Yeah, because you get carried with the music, don't you? It's not...
I just called us artists as well there.
We are.
Yeah. So someone did actually record just the microphones of the Avril Lavigne sing-along. And it was pretty terrible with the music, but without music, listen.
Take me somewhere new.
Here we go. Don't know who you are, but
I'm with you!
That's just lead vocal by Chris.
That's unfair.
Yeah, my voice is such a whisper. It's like, yeah, yeah.
It's like when someone recorded just the microphone of Mariah Carey that Christmas.
I hear those bells ringing. Won't you please bring my baby to me?
It's just not nice.
Oh, it's not fair. You. That's not fair,
no, no, but I know how she feels now.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Isa.
Hi.
Hey.
Tell me about your day. Where are you? What are you doing?
Just heading back to the office. I work on the road, so I listen to Radio 1 all day long.
We're your friends.
Friends, yeah. You're my favourite show, actually. This is good in the morning. Right through to Greg on an evening.
Now, can I just point out, and can you say, I did not I wasn't paid by Scott to say that.
I wasn't paid by Scott to say that.
It does sound a bit sus, that's all I'm saying.
okay.
How proud are you of Greg James right now?
Very proud. I have actually donated.
I know, he's doing amazing. I mean, he's nearly there. A lot of people are saying it like it's bringing a little tear to their eye today. It's been quite emotional. He's got to the top of Ben Nevis. He's on the way back down. He is almost there. And hopefully he'll be with you from 4 this afternoon. Okay, who do you normally choose on bangers? Obviously, you've got another option here with Maya being here as well.
See, sorry, Scott. I always pick Chris.
Oh, that's okay.
Chris is the most common choice.
People always say that and then don't go for me. But I hope I can win you over today.
Okay, I'll go.
You ready to play?
Here's what I've got.
Maybe Maya might
weigh
me.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Who's that then? You?
This is me.
Scott.
Frisky.
Oh.
Oh.
Frisky.
Frisky.
Oh. Tiny temper, Frisky, that's mine. Okay, Chris, you go next.
All right, you can have that. We can have my choice. Is this?
Oh, yes.
I'm just willing summer to come on. So this is David Guetta and Kelly Rowland, when love takes over. Yeah. That's Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, it is. Not the other one.
No.
All right, and my one is a Friday feel banger. Yes, mate. Let Your Body Groove, Architects. Love it.
Yes.
I think this is Friday feels. You can even do garage sounds over it if you like.
Go on, go on.
Insulated a garage
inside.
There we go.
Okay. So you've got Tiny Temper, which is me. You've got David Guetta and Kelly Rowland, which is Chris. Or you have got Architects Body Groove.
I'm going to have to stay loyal and go with my man, Chris.
Oh, yes. Good choice, that, actually. Fair play.
Another win for me on bangers.
Oh, whatever,
mate. Guys, I mean, it's slightly, embarrassing now.
A slightly basic choice.
I didn't choose. Well, I suppose I did choose it, but you're insulting the listeners now, aren't you? Calling them basic, are you?
No, but somebody actually did text in and say that it's people that fancy you that we're choosing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that.
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, well done, Chris. Scott Mills. It's the official chart an hour earlier than normal with me next. So, Chris and Maya, what are you going to do with your extra hour? It's a bit like when you get an extra hour in bed, isn't it?
Well, I might go to bed.
To be fair, you've both had enough lunch today to warrant a nap.
Yeah, I'm ready for a nap, but I still want to stay.
To the pub.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I have got something I just quickly want to say before the chart.
Oh.
I'd like to... I haven't said this before to them yet, but I want to do it on air. I'd like to say thank you very much to the makers of Naked Attraction.
I thought you were resigning for a minute.
Thank you for the kind offer for the celebrity special.
Wow.
But I won't be doing that.
Oh my gosh, why not?
For Naked Attraction, you got offered that.
I'm just not doing it.
I'm sure you look fabulous.
No.
The one where the screen goes up and it reveals...
Yeah. First the toes, literally then that bit,
everything
then
out.
The belly.
I know that Jamie Lang and Joey Essex and Lauren Pope have all said no, so I'm in really good company.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1.